Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever considered this? When you leave a company to pursue a portfolio career, the first thing you lose isn't your paycheck, it's external structure. I have a friend who quit his tech job 3 years ago. In his resignation letter, he wrote, "I don't want to spend any more of my life building someone else's dream." But 6 months later, over dinner, he told me he'd been waking up at noon every day. Not because he was staying up late, he simply had no reason to get up early. No time clock, no morning stand-up, no manager dropping messages on Slack. He thought that was freedom. What he eventually realized was that it had a different name, losing control. There's actually a hidden benefit to being a salaried employee. You outsource your self-discipline to the organization. The organization decides what time you wake up and what you are doing today. A portfolio career strips all of that away. And once it's gone, you don't automatically become free. What you discover instead is that self-discipline is a capacity that has to be deliberately cultivated, and it's far harder than you imagined. During the period when I was simultaneously running a company, studying at seminary, and maintaining a regular writing practice, I was forced to confront three thresholds: time, energy, and attention. The hardest part was surviving the first 3 months. After 3 months, habit takes over, and willpower can finally step aside. So when it comes to whether a portfolio career is right for you, I have just one question. If no one were managing you starting tomorrow, could you sustain a stable rhythm for 30 days straight? Because freedom is always the fruit of discipline, never the other way around.